Underhill's contemporary William James saw that evolution was itself becoming a new religion and a rival to Christianity. James disliked the new religion, not because he doubted evolution, but because speculations about animal or early hominid sensations seemed a poor substitute for studying the depths of contemporary human consciousness. He warned, "A bill of fare with one real raisin on it instead of the word raisin, and one real egg instead of the word egg, might be an inadequate meal, but it would at least be a commencement of reality." Meanwhile, the rise of logical positivism in the 1920s reinforced scientism, the view that only the methods of natural sciences such as physics and chemistry provide real knowledge. Relativity and quantum mechanics had hardly begun to shape thinking at that time, so, practically speaking, natural science meant 19th century materialism. Scientism is the ultimate origin of the current project to account for RSMEs through the new discipline of evolutionary psychology by attempting to demonstrate that RSMEs can be understood as outcomes of an unguided evolution. As always in this area, the stakes are high. If RSMEs have an obvious materialist explanation, the mystics' claims are irrelevant. At first blush, however, evolutionary psychology is not a promising hypothesis. Evolution depends on leaving fertile descendants, but mystics and spiritual adepts commonly vow celibacy, or at a minimum do not view worldly success as the goal of life. But a number of alternative evolutionary psychology hypotheses have been put forward in recent years to address this difficulty. RSMEs were accidental byproducts of useful mental states, a strategy by which genes get copied, or even an unspecified neural copying program, a meme. All these ideas have been advanced in the name of science under the banner of evolutionary psychology. Evolutionary psychology's explanation of human behavior. What, then, are we to make of the purposes and goals obviously chosen by human beings? They are, in Darwinian interpretation, processes evolved as adaptive devices by an otherwise purposeless natural selection. Sociobiologist Edward O. Wilson. Science now reveals that love is addictive, trust is gratifying, and cooperation feels good. Evolution produced this reward system because it increased the survival of members of our social primate species. Michael Shermer, Scientific American.